This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, here we go. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. We can have some applause. That's good. I know you're just looking for giveaways.
That's too much.
Show of hands. How many people just here for free stuff? You know? What do we have? We have, do we still have those, the little sign that she has?
The fan?
The fan? Is that kind of a quasi fan?
Yeah, it's a fan. It'll fan you.
Yeah. Are we still giving those away?
Sure, why not?
You know what we should have? We should have headphones that actually work.
Okay. Those are your personal.
Who wants to hear me rip the station starting the show? We can't even hear ourselves in these headphones. For, I don't know, October 17th, it's a nice day.
Yes, a beautiful fall day, crisp autumn
Come on.
Day. Sweater weather, Chad. Yeah. Sweater weather.
Give thumbs down or thumbs up on the weather in front of me. Oh, stop. Stop. Thank you, Elston. Mr. Lindis, you, I'm in front of people who hate summer. You are summer haters. What is it? Is it 13 below?
Give or take?
I mean, it's 13 below. It's August. Come on. I got a little wrap on. You got a little wrap on.
I don't know if I'd call this a wrap.
Yeah.
A shawl.
We're still committed to the shorts, though. For some reason, we've decided warm up top. Live free down below. It really makes no sense, but that's...
It works.
That's what
we do. I'm okay with it.
Now,
that's how I was Saturday when I was freezing my butt off for 3 hours at a birthday party.
Oh, how
that was great.
How was that?
That was just wonderful. Just great. At a park, I couldn't leave. The kids are running around. Every 3 minutes, they're throwing their jacket off. Then, I'm freezing. I want it back.
Did you think about giving up the children at any point?
I was...
Just right then and there?
I was set to make a run.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you could have been like me, just freezing your butt off while saying, bogey. It's another bogey. You know, that's another bogey.
It's better than the doubles you've had the rest of the summer.
Yeah, I'm making incremental progress. Okay, it's packed out here today. I am a state fair veteran, and for a Monday, this is packed.
Good Monday crowd.
This is, I think people are sucked in by... As Adam Carter calls it, the fall classic.
Mm-hmm.
This is fall weather. So I came out here, and I decided I was going to try some of the new food. And I went to the International Bazaar. Show of hands, do you like the International Bazaar? Not enough hands. Mm. The International Bazaar is where it's happening. You know where? Show of hands, you like to get the corn. Okay, a lot of hands. You know where you can get corn? Cub, Aldi, Lunds. Come on, don't wait in the long line for that. So I go to the International Bazaar, and I'm thinking, how about Union Hmong Kitchen?
Okay.
I love Union Hmong Kitchen. The line looked like it was going to be 7 days. That if you stay in that line, maybe by Sunday, you would get some food.
They got the shrimp toast, Chad.
They have the shrimp toast. Then Midtown Global Market, and we know this from Dara, they'll rotate. So the food they have the first half of the fair is not the fair they're going to have the second half.
You get a different vendor in there. They swap it out.
And it's the highly touted fries with a lot of good flavoring on them, right?
Yes.
Right? A lot of people have been raving about them. Dara's raved about them. Jason raved about them. Zimmer's raved about them. That line looked like it was until next year's fair. So if you waited in line to get that food, okay, here's Adam, not excited where he's going right now. Are you excited to go where, what you're doing right now?
Hey, thumbs up.
You're such a fraud. He's just not excited in any way to do that project. Okay. Yeah. Jumping up and down. That's how excited he is. Okay. What is your max to wait in a line either here or anywhere for some item you really, really want?
Does it have to be food?
No, something you really want. You want to tell 5 minutes. I love this guy. We could be friends. My kids are 30, 28, and 24. Quentin is an exception, okay? So I've got a separate category for Quentin. I'll probably wait forever for him. But I'm not waiting in any lines for, like, Hunter. He's 30.
Okay.
Get in a line. Griffin, 28. Get in a line. You know me. I'm a food snob. I love good food. 5 minutes. That's it. How about you, Dave Harrigan? What if, okay, let's just go. You have two adorable daughters, 8 and 5.
Correct.
How long are you waiting in line for them?
How much does what I'm getting cost?
Yes. Very good point with you. Okay. $50.
All right.
So it's not crazy, but it's not free. $50. Oh, these folks, they're line waiters. They don't like this topic
at all.
Yeah, they're
done.
I mean, we have feelings. 5 minutes. Thank you. 5 minutes.
Yeah, they gave us five.
Actually,
that's good.
He gave 5 minutes of the show, too, and said, hey, where's
Maybe even six.
He's like, where's Common? I got to go find Common.
I will wait longer than you will. I've got much more patience than you.
That doesn't say much.
Well, even.
That really does.
Did you grow up with two or three butlers at your beck and call?
Seven butlers.
Jeeves,
like
Jeeves,
George
and Jeeves.
They're like George Foreman's kids. They're all Jeeves. I am a horrible line waiter.
See, I did 20 minutes already today waiting in line.
For not even our show.
For Adam and Jordana. They needed beignets for their bit.
Not really.
I went down there and said, hey, I don't know if I'm going to make it, but I'll try.
When is the last time you waited 20 minutes for our show as opposed to kind of our rivals?
Never.
Never. Ever. Okay, who's willing, show of hands, to wait 30 minutes at the State Fair for something? 30 minutes. Show of hands. Anybody?
I'll do it.
Well, the lady back here with the beer, she's being very honest, okay? Or she just wants another beer and says, what the heck? An hour. Are you willing to wait an hour?
Well, what am I getting? I'm not waiting an hour to go on the big slide.
We don't have to.
If I'm getting a food item that is undeniably delicious.
The hottest food item this year is what? The fries, maybe. Might be the hot. Honestly, over International Bazaar, I don't think you'll see bigger lines than anywhere else at the fair than those lines today. They're, no exaggeration. They look like they were 45 minutes to an hour.
I'll wait an hour if I don't have kids with me.
An hour?
Yes.
I can't do it.
Let's. You're high upper class. I get that. You've had everything handed to your whole life.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. In fact, I just walk up and I say, front of the line.
Yeah.
Front of the line.
You know who I am. You don't even have to say, do you know who I am? Just
you know
who I am. Yeah.
You know me. The chances of that, there's a better chance I set myself on fire right here than I would ever even think about doing that one single time. I will tell a great story about my father. So my father, we're at Joe's Stone Crabs is a famous restaurant in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a place down there. And this is when the hand in the bill trick would happen a lot. you know, where you'd have, like, I don't know, you, for you, it'd be a dollar. For other people, it might be 20 bucks, right?
No, the, you hand the wad of cash to the maitre d', they, like, get you,
you
the table. Yes.
You're giving the handshake, and you're making sure she or he can see the dollar bill. And you know,
First of all, mine wouldn't be a dollar bill. Mine would be the jingly stuff, okay?
Here's a nickel. Well, you know, my father was very subtle. Okay.
Yes.
One of his calling cards wouldn't draw
like
attention.
A bull in a china shop, subtle.
Hey, hey. And he'd be holding the money up in his hand. And it'd be like a 20. And then shake hands. This is what Kathleen and I were still bearing. He'd look at us. He'd go, they still recognize me here, don't they? Like, no. They don't recognize you. You gave him 20 bucks, and we're getting ahead of the table because of that.
And there were 8 open tables, Pops.
Yeah, and it wasn't that crowded, you know. So, all right, texters, how long are you willing to wait in line for something that is not life-altering? Okay, it's not, you know.
Dialysis?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like you're in, you're having a heart attack.
And you want looking, the paddles? Ah,
you
know, 5 minutes.
You gotta wait 45 for the paddles. No. It's like an enjoyment. It's a food or, you know, whatever, some music.
Yeah, ride over the Midway.
Yeah. And then we gotta talk about spatial awareness out here at the fair. Because it's a disaster. The spatial awareness out
We've
here.
It slips so quickly.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't take long for people to give up on spatial awareness. See, that's how you leave. See, they're very nice. They waved.
No, they waved to me. Those are my neighbors.
They waved. Oh, they waved. Very nice.
Bye, waving. Bill. Bye, Katie.
Yeah. Those are the neighbors you can't stand. Is that right?
Don't tell them.
Oh, sorry about that. Those are the ones that have all the parties. All right, we're here at the fair. We got French Meadow directly across the street. We got the Republican booth to our right. We got Sweet Martha's to the left. We got Mancini's. We got the Giant Slide.
What more could you want?
You got it all, and you got a lot of people out here on a Monday. Want me to talk a little stretch lab?
I think that'd be great.
Should I do the stretch lab ad in front of the folks while I'm stretching?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I could hold the mic for you.
I could. I don't think so. You know what they would see? You're not going to stretch lab enough. That's what they see. All of us should stretch more. Get some pliability, get some flexibility, and stretch lab really can help you out. 13 locations in the metro area. What do you get if you go to Stretch Lab? Again, stretchlab.com. A trained professional, the first time you go there, will assess you. You'll talk to them. They'll analyze you. And these are trained professionals who have had months and months of experience before they started at Stretch Lab. Then you're going to sign up for a 50-minute session. Who goes? Excuse me. Everybody goes. A 15-year-old can go. A 75-year-old can go. Two great athletes in their 30s. Kids getting ready for high school sports. You are a runner. You're a golfer. You want to hit it a little bit further. You want to run a little quicker when you're playing pickleball. They'll work with all of you. And when you walk away the first time, you're going to feel better. And you're going to say, I need to go back. I believe in their Stretch Lab 100%. Check it out. Best way to do it, online, stretchlab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
All right, it's 23 past 12. Chad and Dave here. Talking to this gentleman here during the break. He loves the fair. His wife says, go to bleep. I'm not going out to the fair.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they're able to pull that off.
That's
right?
Good. That's absolutely great.
There's nothing wrong. We're talking a variety of topics here. Not a fan of the weather. Thank you. Too soon. It's August. Too soon. This is beautiful weather. This is the same person who sends this text all the time. If you don't like it, move back to Arizona.
Yeah, Chad.
Okay. So, in other words, I have to like 100% of every single thing about the state, or I have to move back.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Get rid of the riffraff.
I'm sure this person loves everything about the state. If I were at the fair, I'd bring a bucket of rotten tomatoes for the Chad Hartman Show. If we could turn them into salsa, that's not too bad. Yesterday, we waited an hour and 20 minutes for a glazed donut at the fair.
Well, that's got to be the Peachies.
It's the Peachies, yeah. Right? The Amish ones?
Yeah, the ones way, way, way up there.
Is it 3 blocks long? No, thank you. First of all, the donut is overrated. Let's be honest.
That particular donut?
No, it's a very good donut. We had it a couple years ago with Dara.
It's a fine donut.
It's a fine donut,
it's
but
fine.
An hour and 20
no,
minutes?
It's nowhere near worth that much.
For a donut? Come on. Another person, hour and 20 minutes, okay? Another reason to stay away from the booth. It's right next to the obnoxious Republicans.
They're not obnoxious.
They're not obnoxious at all. You may not agree with them, but they're not over here screaming and yelling. You know? There's Jordana trying to sneak out right there. She had an interesting experience with comments by someone today. I'll just keep that off air. Okay, let's go to spatial awareness. Look at Cook. What are you wearing on your head?
What is going on
there? What
are
you doing? Oh, my God. What's happened to Dan Cook? Got a skull cap going right there, man. Oh, man.
I did not have that on my bingo card.
Sun protection.
I don't tan. I just flat out burn. So yeah. This keeps that from happening.
All right. You're here very early, too.
It wicks away the sweat. It's very nice. You want
Thank
to
you.
No.
Okay.
No. Spatial awareness. Define spatial awareness, Dave Harrigan.
Oh, it's a good understanding of knowing where you are, where other people, other things are around you.
Yes.
It's almost like having a sixth sense. You're using more than just your eyes and your extremities to actually feel. You're using a sense around you, almost very sonar-like, I would say, to know what's behind, what's out of your eyesight.
All right, we're right in front of, is this Carnes? Is this Underwood? I forget.
It's a good street.
It's a good street. She's really crowded. Here's an example of awful spatial awareness. You're zigzagging up the floor like you're Anthony Edwards trying to score on a fast break.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work. Stopping in the middle of the street. That doesn't work.
No.
Stopping in the middle of the street and taking pictures out of nowhere does not work.
Having too large of a party and using the sidewalk does not work.
Exactly. Walking across, like six across, does not work. You need to have proper spatial awareness when you're at the state fair. What should the punishment be if you have improper spatial awareness at the state fair?
Well, I think you have fair commander, fair patrol wandering the grounds.
Yes.
They can issue citations. I think you get two warnings in a day. Once you, it's a three strikes, you're out kind of policy. Once you get the third one, once they've noted your third citation, you're gone.
No, too soft. Second spatial awareness, you're out.
Is that?
You're out.
Does that include your entire party? You've got a family of five.
The entire family has to leave.
You got
to
keep the kids
in
line.
Everyone in the traveling party, and here's another thing, you're banned next year. We need to set spatial awareness boundaries. This woman in the front with the orange ruler, you agree with me, right? She's with me.
That looks like a very sheepish, yes.
The husband looks like a bad spatial awareness guy. I can see it. He's a wanderer. We cannot have the wanderers out.
He roams.
Here. He roams.
Got a head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Exactly.
Oh, honey, over there.
This is not Mike Conley. This is not Kirill on a, open ice 2-on-1 Wazuki.
If it was, you might get hurt.
We're going one way. Spatial awareness, not good at the fair. All right. Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher is about to join us. He often makes news with us. So let's hope the Ramsey County Sheriff will break some news with us. I have plenty of questions for him. So Bob's going to join us in a couple minutes. Right now I want to talk Aquarius. And there are a lot of people out here looking for water, right? You're looking for water. You want to have the best water possible. Go to AquariusHomeServices.com. Sign up for a couple water items that will improve your home and cabin dramatically. First of all, how about a water softener? Have that water softener set up so the dishes come out of the dishwasher sparkling clean. There's not spots all over them. There's not a smell about them. Then when you're doing the laundry later, the washing machine, the water's going to be so much better. You take a shower, so much better. Then you're drinking water. With Aquarius, they work with the Kinetico drinking water system. You are going to have the best water possible. When right now, let's be honest, you don't know how good the water is at your house. I guarantee you it will be a lot better with the Kinetico drinking water system. And then tied to the state fair, don't forget that Aquarius works with everything in your utility room, including your air conditioner and your furnace. Right now, if you get a new air conditioner furnace and you're credit approved, 36 months, 0% financing. What a great deal. Around since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. AquariusHomeServices.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Okay, let's jump right in. How about a round of applause for Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher, kind of to join us.
Well, thank you.
As he has many, many times before. We just were talking off air, and you were talking safety and the fair. Overall, how has it played out so far?
For the 12 days of the fair, this is the safest city in America. We have 160,000 people coming on average each day. And if you look at the per capita crime rates, they're at the rock bottom. But we have about 190 different police officers assigned here, about 40 from the sheriff's office, 30 from the state patrol, another 20 from the Department of Natural Resources, 66 agencies from throughout the state. Metal detection, our SWAT team is here. We have drones flying. So we have taken every technology to make sure this safe is fair.
Okay, how many drones? Can you tell us that? Because I've not heard much about the drones flying over the fair.
We have three drones that are constantly flying.
Constantly flying?
Constantly flying.
How new is that?
We began that maybe a year or two ago, but okay. We're more intense now than before.
Okay, you talked about 190 different law enforcement officers. Is that about what it's been? Is that a little bit different? You tell me.
It's grown. Over the years, it's grown. And we couldn't run the fair without the Minnesota State Troopers at the gates because we would be short. We love having them here. The DNR patrols the perimeter and keeps our fence and people from jumping over with weapons, and that's a concern. So, yeah, we've grown over the years.
Okay, metal detectors. How safe would you feel the fair is if we did not have the metal detectors?
We wouldn't have a fair without the metal detectors because we would have some gunplay in here if we didn't have the metal detectors.
That's a pretty bold statement. Yeah. We wouldn't have a fair without the metal detectors.
We would not. We would not.
How prevalent do you think it would be without the metal detectors?
Well, we track. We have a group of officers that track all the gang members, and we know who's carrying guns. We know that they want to attempt to retaliate against other gang members. They would be in here with guns on a nightly basis if we didn't have metal detection.
How often, if you can share this, do the metal detectors stop someone who's bringing a gun into the fairgrounds?
Very rarely, because it's well known that we don't allow guns. We have lockers on both Midway Parkway and at the Transitway where permit holders can lock up their guns prior to entry. And by now they all know that. Lock your gun up at a locker before you come in.
How many people end up, would you say, ballpark, lock their guns up?
I don't know that.
It's probably a small number.
It varies over time. But people would rather lock them in a locker than leave them in their car because they're at risk of getting stolen in their car.
Right.
And a
Makes
lot of
sense.
People, permit holders, want to carry their gun to the fair. They just can't carry it in the fair.
Okay, we've talked multiple times this summer your belief that as the Ramsey County Sheriff, that the Capitol, the grounds itself, is not safe enough. We had a hearing recently. What was your view of the hearing?
Yeah.
And do you think there is momentum to increase security on the Capitol grounds, including metal detectors?
Yes, there is momentum. There's progress. Even the lieutenant governor who chairs the committee said she is in favor of metal detection. I'm really pleased that Lieutenant Colonel Jeremy Geiger from the State Patrol has been put in charge of that project. He'll get the job done. They've hired Todd Axtell, former police chief in St. Paul, to do a consulting report. And that is scheduled to be done before the session starts. So Progress is being made. Plus, as you know, they restricted the number of entrances already to two. So, yes, progress is being made. I'm very happy about that.
Okay. They'll gather again probably mid to late January. Do you think by then security will be different at the Capitol? And also, for the folks who will text, and I'm sure they're coming right now, they'll say that as awful as June 14th was, and it was as bad as it gets, some people are saying we're overreacting. That was terrible. What Belter did was disgusting. He should face the full force of law, but we shouldn't overreact to one particular instance.
Well, if you take a look at the last 3 years nationwide, these types of incidents are increasing. Political violence. Of course, the governor of Pennsylvania was a victim as well. But I could list five or six others.
Candidate, now president's life about, you know,
well, there you have
a year ago.
It. And the polarization, Chad, in this country is greater than it ever has been politically, which is problematic. And politicians keep saying we have to tone down the rhetoric, but the next day they tone up the rhetoric. So I don't know if we're going to get there. It's a little bit of a false flag. But I will say that I think we're going to have to take seriously the protection of our elected officials, because I see it every day, and the mental health, the mental illness that's out there in society has grown dramatically in the last 10 years. So you're going to see more and more attempts.
Okay, let's stay with politics because...
Oh, let's go to crime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll do both. We'll do both, trust me.
Buzzy's down here from North Minneapolis. You can bring her up or she can talk about crime.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, we could. Okay,
politics.
So it was a year ago, sir.
Yep, right here.
Right where you opened up a hornet's nest.
Right here.
In particular for one Keith Ellison.
Right.
Well, when in the back, you said to me...
He's going to run for county attorney.
I've got a scoop for you. And I said, don't tell me now. Tell me on air. And you came out here and said... The Attorney General of the state is not happy with Mary Moriarty,
right,
and he is going to run against her in 2026. Do you firmly believe if she was running for re-election that he was running against her?
In fact, that's one of the reasons she decided not to run. But, as you know, the Attorney General teamed up with Cedric Frazier, endorsed him quickly.
Right away.
Right away. It was, and Mary knew they were both maneuvering.
Yep.
Maybe maneuvering is not a fair word, you know, but posturing to run. So, yes. But here's what complicates it for Keith. Now that he believes that Walz may not run, he wants to keep the option open of running for governor.
Oh, I think there's a few that want to keep that option.
Well, there's no good. Right? Angie Craig as well is another one that's running for Senate.
How about this one? Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, I heard the theories about Amy running and then appointing Walz to the Senate.
Yeah.
I don't know if I... That sounds a little too contrived.
Well, I'm not sure she would do that. But if Amy... If Governor Walz, by the way, who was supposed to join us today and conveniently was unavailable, we were going to have both you guys on it.
Well, you know, he was on NPR yesterday, Friday.
Yeah, he was on CCO before. Come on,
I'll take his time.
Yeah.
I'll fill in
No, you were going to be on also. The momentum does seem to be that he might be worn out by not just Melissa Hortman. Let's not forget Carrie Dziek. It also was very close, and Carrie succumbed to cancer. That he might step away, and that the theory about Klobuchar is this, that she's still trying to take the temperature of the 28th presidential nomination of the Democrats. And if she doesn't see a window, then she could see herself doing this for 2 years. So let's... We'll get to Wall second. If Amy Klobuchar jumps into the governor's race, is it over right away?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Right?
Pretty much.
There's not a Republican who can beat her, right?
Well, I mean, she's got years of statewide name ID, and she's got a credible reputation. I will say this. Those of us in law enforcement, we've had a good relationship with Angie Craig down in Dakota County. She's been good to us and supportive of law enforcement initiatives. Not to say there aren't many cops that would support a Republican-endorsed candidate. I'm just saying there are people out there that are...
A Democratic-endorsed candidate, right?
Pardon me?
Cops who would endorse...
Well, there are cops that would endorse... There were obviously cops leaning a little more conservative, but there are a lot of cops that like Angie Craig.
Do cops like Amy Klobuchar?
I think they do. I think she's receptive. When our police agencies go to Washington, D.C., I think she's receptive to their ideas.
The perception by a lot of people is law enforcement is still not happy with Governor Walz. Do you think that's correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think short answers are better, right?
Well, that means I'm just going to follow up. So, I mean, you could try the short answer, but I'm stuck here until 3 o'clock, so I'll follow up.
Yeah.
Is this all related to the Floyd riots, or is it more than that?
Well, I think the Floyd riots, and the riots not themselves, but the follow-up and the response and some of the verbiage after that. I mean, the defund the police movement was very troubling for a lot of us in law enforcement.
Yeah, but he never came out for defund.
Well, I mean,
a lot of other Democrats did.
He's about as close to that line as you could get. But yes, I'll grant.
And
you.
The day it came out, I was adamantly against it. I think it's a mistake.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the defund the movement is one of the reasons Minneapolis has the problems they have, is because so many officers left Minneapolis during that time, and they're still down 150 from where they need to be. And if you were the governor, wouldn't saving Minneapolis be your top priority?
100%. I mean, Jacob Fry and Governor Walz made terrible decisions in the days after George Floyd's murder. Terrible.
I'm not really partisan. I will say this, that at least Jacob Fry fought against the referendum to get rid of the police department.
I think Jacob Fry has done a very good job. And I will say this, by the middle of the week, Fry's folks, himself and Arredondo, went to John Harrington, went to Governor Walz and said, we're overwhelmed. We're not ready. And the governor waited two more days and shouldn't have. Isn't that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. And I would say this, for those of you that care about Minneapolis, and I'm not from Minneapolis, but all of us should care. It's the economic jewel of our state. It's got several arenas there. We all visit there. The Capitol Grill is there. We all ought to care about Minneapolis. And my advice to the next governor is get yourself in a position to help them. They're down 150, 200 cops. Get the state patrol over there. Here's the thing. They need 30 more. They need 150 cops.
Because they lost 300.
Yeah,
after,
and right? Chief O'Hara is doing a great job.
You like him, right?
I do. But until they get up to full speed, we should be flooding in other support. And having said that, we don't need the National Guard.
We're going there.
We have enough. Okay. We have enough law enforcement, 10,000 law enforcement officers in Minnesota, that if we wanted to assist Minneapolis, we could.
Okay, let's pause. Were you trying to get a free meal there for Capitol Grill? Like, out of nowhere, all of a sudden he just swings at Capitol Grill. I mean,
that's a great place to go.
Any other restaurants you want to mention right
here? Fogo de Chaz down there.
Okay. Let's calm down. We'll get back to Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher in a little bit. Bob, I don't know what car insurance he has or home insurance he has. He could reach out to my friend Amber Scholl. Where's Amber Scholl? She runs an office here in town, which is very successful with American Family. It's not just Amber and two people, and you're like, what kind of insurance is this? This is an established major company. And let's be honest, most of the time when you're calling about your car insurance or your home insurance, something bad is taking place. Get ahead of it. Go to teamscholl.com. It's SCHOLL.com. Find out about your rates. Find out ways you can save money. Find out if you're covered enough. Amber, and her team are going to be so honest, and they'll say, guess what? We can't top your rates, or we can if you do a couple things. Amber has been a part of an office for 15 years. I've been going to this office for 35 years. They're the best. For your home and auto insurance, teamscholl.com.
How do you do that?
Continue with Bob Fletcher. Bob saying he should have sunglasses on. You have people over here. I mean, could they get you some sunglasses? I mean, if you say you want their sunglasses.
You mean those guys with guns and badges over there?
Do they have to give you their sunglasses?
I got it.
Is that a requirement?
No, that's all right. That's all right.
All right.
Mountain Dew, though.
Oh, you're very. Come on. How about Pepsi? You team Pepsi?
Diet.
Okay. Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Oh, get out of here. Bob Fletcher's off the stage. No. All right. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, National Guard in the nation's capital for a couple weeks. Now, not exactly strong hints, basically saying it's a matter of when that the National Guard is headed to Chicago. He's bantering back and forth with Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, about National Guard there. Does Bob Fletcher want the National Guard in the Twin Cities helping out with crime?
Well, there are times that we need the National Guard, certainly riots or major disturbances. But generally speaking, the way Minnesota works is that we activate all law enforcement in the area regionally and then statewide and see if we can handle the problem then before we call out the National Guard. There's a triage system that goes in place. So at the current time, we don't need the National Guard. Well, I mean, I always welcome them because they can help secure different entrances and take jobs that cops are doing.
So if Donald Trump said today, Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher, I'm sending the National Guard to help you out to make your job easier.
I would say, Mr. President, we appreciate any help. We actually don't need the National Guard. We just need our governor to help mobilize other law enforcement in Minnesota and our emergency management. But if you send them, we'll find something for them to do.
Wouldn't it be better if the federal government funded more money for individuals like your office, St. Paul, Minneapolis, to hire more police officers? Wouldn't that be a better way to go?
Yes, but the problem in Minneapolis, even though they have the money, they can't find officers fast enough.
How
to fill
come?
Well, there's obviously the politics of Minneapolis. Mary's policy of reviewing and charging police officers there. It's a complex web over there in Minneapolis. But even if they had the money, they wouldn't be able to hire them fast enough.
It seems Moriarty and O'Hara just don't even talk anymore. What does that say about the dynamic between the chief of police and the county attorney?
Well, it's not good. I mean, they should talk even if it's uncomfortable. I mean, John Choi and I talk twice a week, on a regular basis, and that helps the relationship.
Who should be the next Hennepin County attorney in Bob Fletcher's opinion?
Well, I was thinking of introducing a statute this year that says if you were previously a public defender, you can't run.
You're out.
You can't run for a prosecutor. What do you think?
I think right now it'd be fairly popular because of Mary.
It's when you say county attorney, literally what it is county head county prosecutor.
Yeah.
If you spent your life defending people and you're tied into that world. We've tried that once before with Mary. We don't want it again.
Yeah.
And I think Cedric is a fine legislator, okay? Yeah. But that's different than being the head prosecutor.
I got it. I got to go. How about a round of applause for Bob Fletcher?
Thank you.
We're back with the news in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.